exploration of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem that we began last week, I just wanted to share one thought, one reflection, Me'inyana D'Yoma. Sometimes historical judgments require a certain amount of distance to be made, and when we're too close to an event, to a person, sometimes when you're so close, you don't really have the vantage point or an accurate perspective to assess. Sometimes things are just so glaring and so obvious, even without that benefit of time and distance, one is able to at least partially understand and make historical judgments. I think everyone recognizes that Chacham Ovadia was not only one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of this generation, the past two generations, but certainly one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of the Doros. And I don't think we need the lapse of 20 years or 40 years to see that his sfarim will remain alongside those of the Gedolei HaPoskim throughout the Doros. And in that context, just to share the following reflection. We've all heard, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue to hear, incredible and extraordinary stories about his incomparable memory and the vast bekiyas which that photographic memory helped facilitate. The question is what the relevance and the significance of those stories is. Clearly, he was endowed with a gift that I think not only none of us have, but none of us really understand how it's possible to for one person to have within him such an extraordinary range and mastery of basically all echronim and literally baltech. So it's not something we can relate to. We don't understand the ability. We're not blessed with the ability. So what do the stories do for us? So they do or should do at least two things, perhaps more. First of all, when one juxtaposes the abilities that Chacham Ovadia had, the extraordinary, extraordinary abilities that he had, one could easily have imagined that he didn't need to work so hard. He would have been an incomparable Baki if he had worked a little bit lesser. he didn't have to be memes atzmo ba'ala shel Torah in order to make something of himself. His abilities were such that he would have risen to the top even without the incredible hasmoda, amola, and yigiyo that throughout his entire life he demonstrated. The same is true for, again, each one obviously in his own and different and unique way. The hasmoda amolin yegiya shel Torah of the Rav of Reb Chaim, they were so gifted and so beyond in terms of their creative brilliance. Again, they would have respectively in their generations been the Gdol Hador without being Mamis Atzman B'ol HaShol Torah. To lesson number one from the stories is, no matter what one's abilities are a challenge and a machayev, whatever they are, on whatever level we have them. So whatever abilities HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is a machayev to make the most of them. But the second level on which the stories of his, again, just extraordinary memory and all the feats associated with it is very important. It reminds us of who the Chachmei HaMasora throughout the Doros have been and continue to be. The Rav used to tell a story about someone he knew who had both learned with Reb Chaim and then later was an assistant to Einstein and liked to reflect upon the two of them. And he would say, in terms of intellect, so unquestionably Reb Chaim was greater. But you could. But Einstein was also a very great intellect. But unquestionably, Reb Chaim was great, he said. And then he would add, but when it came to morality, he said Einstein wasn't worthy to shine Reb Chaim's shoes. We don't have the gifts of Reb Chaim. We don't have the gifts of Chacham Avadya. But it's important that we should hear stories about those gifts, because they should help remind us of who the Chachmei HaMasora throughout the generations have been and continue to be. And it should inspire confidence on our part in the Masorah. It should command the respect and the reverence and the awe that the Masorah deserves. By far, the greatest minds in history have been Chachmei HaMasora. some historian, someone mentioned this to me once, wrote a book, and he was writing about John Stuart Mill. So John Stuart Mill was an Eluyashe guy, a big Eluy. He was doing Greek and calculus and nursery or something. He was, so some historian, I don't even know that he was Jewish. I don't know whether he was Jewish, was writing and saying that he was clearly the greatest mind of his time, except for some old Jewish rabbi in Vilna, who apparently surpassed even him. So that's who the Chachmei HaMasorah are, and the stories are important. The type of story that the Rav Chaim told, in terms of opening a sefer with no clue, reading two lines and right away knowing who the mechaber is, those are awesome stories, and it speaks to awesomeness. It's yotze min haklal, lamed al haklal kulo. It speaks to the awesomeness of our Chachmei HaMasorah and of our Masorah. You know, the godless of chess masters is that they can play out in their minds what's going to happen 30, 40 moves later. Right? That's why it's such a devastating thing when they lose a pawn and they resign or something, because they can see that they're not going to be able to recover from that loss. So they have a mind that they can see. He'll do this, I'll do that, he'll do this, I'll do that, and so Velvel used to say about Reb Chaim, used to say that Reb Chaim didn't just see what was in front of him. Reb Chaim could see what, again, in people, in events, from what was in front of him, what was going to be 20, 40, 50 years later. That's who the Gedolei Hadoros are. And it's something that should be a source of pride in the Masorah. It's something which should be humbling for us in terms of thinking about the Masorah and the reverence that it, the Masorah, and they, the Chachmei HaMasorah, deserve. And in every case, it's measured. You know, the intellectual greatness is surpassed by a greatness of spirit with all the gedolim. I was told, I think if I understood correctly, I was told that this story was mentioned in one of the Hespedim, if I understood correctly, that when Chacham Avadia had a heart attack, so he was taken to the emergency room, and I guess they must have found blockages or something, and they told him that they needed to do emergency bypass surgery, and they wanted to operate immediately. So he said, in 3 hours. He says he has to go home first, but he'll come back in 3 hours. So the doctor said, it needs to be done right away. So he said, in 3 hours. So one of his sons, and this is the way that the story was repeated, you know, ask them, what's up with the 3 hours? So he said that he's in the middle of writing a tshuva to be matir in Aguma. He says he doesn't think anyone else is going to be matir this Aguma. And if something should happen to him during the surgery, before he finishes writing the tshuva, so she'll remain in Aguma the rest of her life. And he thinks it will take him 3 hours to finish the tshuva. So he's going home, he's going to finish the tshuva, and then he'll come back to... And then he'll come back to have the surgery. And apparently, kachav. So it's very relevant to know and very important to know, again, about the greatness of intellect, about the incredible, extraordinary greatness of intellect. It is very important to know. But it's also important to know that it was surpassed by hasmoda amola and yegi on the one hand, and by a greatness of spirit on the other hand. Maybe just one, just to continue a little bit on the topic of Yiras Hashem, just to add one ha'orah. The Ramah, as you know, begins the Shulchan Aruch by quoting from the Rambam at the end of Maron Avuchim. For the Rambam, this is the conclusion. This is how the Rambam caps Maron Avuchim, and it's how the Ramah begins Shulchan Aruch. So this is the Ramah quoting from the Rambam. Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Somid, who kal godol b'toru b'maylus ha-tzadikim, asher holchim lefnei ha-elukim. Ki ein yeshiva sa'odim u'tnu'osa v'asoka v'hu levado b'beiso, ki yeshiva sa'utnu'osa v'asoka v'hu lefnei melo godol. V'lo diburo v'harchoves piv kirtzona v'hu im anshe beso ukrovo k'diburo b'moshav ha-melech. Kol shekein k'sheyosem ho'odem al-libo sh'ha-melech ha-godol ha-kadosh baruch hu asher melochol ha-oretz k'vodo omeid olav v'roa b'masav k'mo sh'nema m'yisasa ish b'mistarim b'anilo erenu nur m'hashem m'yad yagia ilav ha-yira v'ha-achna b'pachad ha-shem yizbaruch u'boshlam imenu tomen. The way a person conducts himself, the way a person, his movements, his speech, his whole demeanor, one can't compare. If a person is in the privacy of his home, with his family or closest friends, or if he's been granted a royal audience, obviously there's a sense of kovod rosh, a sense of reserve, a sense of measuring every word, every action, every movement when one is standing b'heichal ha-melech in the palace of the king. Kol shekein, says the Rambam, quoting the Rambam, k'sheyosim ha-odem al-libo, when a person internalizes Shahamelach Agoda Kodesh Baruch Hashem Melochol Ha'aretz Kevodo Omeid Olav V'Masav. For a person, if only we could internalize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always watching, is always present, and is always watching. So that here comes the crucial word in the Ramah. The crucial word is Miyad Yagia Elav Hayira. Miyad. Immediately, instantaneously, the most natural feeling, the most natural experience is that of Yiras Shamayim. Miyad. And And the Ramah, again, quoting the Rambam, defines for us so clearly what the challenge is. The challenge is not to try to engender a sense of Yira, but the challenge is not to be Masiach Das, not to be distracted, not to be so caught up in all the... not to allow that the challenges in the Sionos endemic to life to distract us from the ultimate reality of life. And if only we're not Masiach Das, so then the reaction just comes naturally, spontaneously. Miyad Yagia Elav Hayira. So the avoda is not to develop Yiras Hashem. The avoda is not to be distracted, not to forget, not to allow there to be a disparity between what we know and believe unequivocally and wholeheartedly and between what we feel and what we're aware of. And that's what the Rama is saying, Kshayasim Odom Alibo. Not Kshayeda, we know it, it's not the Avoda. The Avoda is to not allow, again, the Nisyonos of all our preoccupations and everything which does compete for our attention and does preoccupy our time, not to allow it to distract us from the simple reality, from the simple reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Ol HaEretz Kevodo, and wherever we are, whatever we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Omer Alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're in His presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches what we're doing. And to the degree that we embed that in our awareness, in our consciousness, so to that degree, the Yiras Hashem, again, is just the most natural and spontaneous reaction.